to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this Reformation Sunday is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 16th through the 18th verses. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. It was, of course, on the eve of All Saints' Day, the 31st of October in the year 1517, 499 years ago tomorrow, that Dr. Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. In doing that, Luther had no idea of what would follow. It was quite common for notices of all kinds to be posted on the door of the Castle Church. It was a kind of notice board for the city of Wittenberg in general and for the University of Wittenberg in particular. Luther was, of course, a professor at the university, and he posted his theses for discussion, for debate among learned men. But these 95 theses, propositions for discussion, intended only for academic discussion, were soon being printed all over Europe and causing intense discussion and controversy. Since the year 1617, the 100th anniversary of this event, Luther's posting of his theses has been regarded as the beginning of the Lutheran Reformation. And so next year, we will keep the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. St. Paul says, "The things that are seen are transient." The things that are seen are transient. And it seems that every 100 years, this anniversary of Luther's posting of the theses has found the church and the world in crisis. The anniversary of 1617 was kept on the eve of the dreadful 30 Years' War, which plunged all Germany into a sea of blood and tears. The anniversary of 1717 was overshadowed by the coming of the so-called Enlightenment, a movement of thought which denied all the supernatural mysteries of the Christian faith and only accepted what unaided reason could know. In 1817, Europe was just beginning to recover from that sea of blood and tears caused by Napoleon Bonaparte's wars of conquest. And 1817 was also the year when the King of Prussia attempted forcibly to unite the Lutherans and the Reformed Protestants in his kingdom. A union which, in effect, says that it does not matter whether we believe that according to the word of Christ, the consecrated bread and wine and the sacrament are the true body and blood of the Lord, or whether they are mere signs, symbols, reminders of the absent body and blood of Christ. As we all know, the 400th anniversary came during the First World War, that most terrible conflict known to the human race up to that time. And now we find ourselves on the eve of the 500th anniversary, which again finds the church and the world in crisis. The things that are seen are transient. The things that are seen are transient. Now, none of this, while truly distressing, should be a surprise for faithful Christians, because Satan, the old evil foe, continues through his minions to sow the seeds of contentiousness and false doctrine. There has never been a time when Satan has not attacked the Church of Jesus Christ, its teaching, its sacrament, its unity. There is also the presence in every one of us of the reality of original sin, which remains the source of all our many sins of thought, word, and deed. And so we find the church today, as ever, in a world tormented by sin, death, and the devil. We speak of the church here on earth as the church militant, the church militant, the word being related to the word military. The church militant is a church fighting, struggling against sin, death, and the devil. Only in heaven is the church triumphant and at peace in the presence of the risen Lord and all the holy angels. And next Sunday, on the Festival of All Saints, the poor, struggling church militant here on earth lifts her eyes to the triumphant church in heaven, taking courage and thanking God for that heavenly vision. The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Christ is our King, but he reigns from the cross, and his crown is a crown of thorns. When Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, asked Jesus whether or not he is a king, Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world." Yes, our King is the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, his head crowned with thorns, his body pierced with nails and spear. And just as his glory was hidden on the cross, so his church too is in this age hidden under the cross of suffering, until on that last day he appears in glory and gathers his holy church into that heavenly kingdom which in his love he prepared for us before the foundation of the world. The things that are seen are transient. The things that are unseen are eternal. In the Reformation, for which we give thanks today, Dr. Luther and his co-workers directed the then struggling and troubled church to the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation as the pure gift of the Savior, a gift received by penitent sinners with empty hands. And never are we closer to our blessed Savior than when at the altar he truly feeds us with his body once born of Mary, once crucified and buried, but which death could not hold, and gives us to drink of that precious blood which cleanses us from all sin. This holy sacrament is both the certain seal of our redemption and the pledge of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. This slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.